the harbour is the source of generations of living, really. The food of the harbour, kai moana from the harbour, has been the only major sustenance for our people. So the Aokaroa Harbour is so very important. Even today, with all of the modern local, I suppose, foods that are around today, kai moana is still very, very important to our people. And so I would say the harbour is one of the major parts of Aokaroa for us, for our people. The hills and the mountains and what around the area have a very, very much involved with a lot of history. The Onuku Marae have one part of our, we call it a mountain, but it's really a hill, Te Ao Heke. Now it's shaped like a very distinctive shape. You can tell by looking at it that there must be something involved in it. And of course we call it Te Ao Heke, and it's the mocha of Karawiko. It's I suppose you could call it the it's a Māori, I suppose, of those people that lived there in those days. Across the harbour there's the mountain or hill called Tuhiraki. Mount Bosu is the European name. Those are the two major parts of, I suppose, that are very distinctive to our people, and it's used often in, when we do our kōrero. They are always part of the whai kōrero when we mihi to the sea and the lands. We also have in the harbour a fortress or a pā that was built to protect our people during the wars of Tarauparaha, and that place is called Onawe. Now, Onawe is a little peninsula that juts out from Robinson's Bay, but anyway, that's a very important feature of the peninsula as well.